restrictions apply.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and Charlotte Schmidt with me this morning, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. How are you, Charlotte?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
You had an exciting morning.
We had an exciting morning.
Nothing says a good time like a good spreadsheet with a bunch of numbers on it.
Isn't that the truth? Now, there's some people that love that.
There are those people.
There are those people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is very important, though. It's a big task an important task. I'm not making light of the
task
because it is important.
We're just joking. Yeah. It's fine. I hope people understand that because
it is important. But
yeah, because after you looked at so many numbers, then you have to like step back and refocus your eyes.
So the budgetary process has been ongoing now for a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
It's been ongoing for a while.
Well, really since January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but this is kind of the final step in that process.
Right.
Is that
this
correct?
This is the final step. It was published in the paper the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So it was in the paper, everybody. And so today, basically, we did not have a regular board meeting today because they're doing training for the new software in the treasurer and auditor's office. So
yes.
And it's all day training online. But anyway, we had posted this public hearing, so we had to have it, which was fine. We did it. And so that's what we had. We had a public hearing today, meeting is what we had.
Well, let's talk about a little bit. Like you said, there was no regular meeting. It was just budgetary stuff that took place this morning.
Right.
That was at 9:15. All the supervisors present at that meeting?
There were four in person, and Mark Peterson was online.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The agenda was approved?
It was approved.
You started at 9:15 with the public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 26-27 Montgomery County budget. In that public hearing, tell me about what took place.
Well, first of all, Auditor Jill Ozuna had a presentation for us, which the auditor does every year, and it goes actually, it's a PowerPoint. It would be a PowerPoint, but it's all printed out, and it's presents the fiscal year 2027 budget.
Yeah,
it goes through the budget basics, the levy impact, and it goes through the Iowa Department of Revenue, the assessment limitation order. Goes through all that.
What did the levy end up being? Do you have
that? The levy was actually, our reducing levy was 3.39806 this year. 3.39806. So it did go down. Anyway, so she has all that. And then she has the levy rate summary, which is, you know, basically from year 2002 through 2025, and it shows the general basic, supplement, debt, all those. It goes, you know, in each category, each department.
Okay.
And then she, explains some things about revenue types, and then we always have the pie chart. This one actually was just for the county, estimated revenue for the fiscal year 2027. And it shows in the pie chart, you know, fees for service, interest, intergovernmental, property taxes, local option sales tax, by state of Iowa defined source codes. It has all that information there. And so it looks like here, estimated revenue for fiscal year 2027 is going to be $19,553,000.
Okay.
That's our estimate. That's an estimate.
Sure.
And then she has a page that we went through the expenditures by department, what was last year, what was this year, the percent change, and several of them had gone down, so that's good. And then just expenses by service area, and I go, can you explain to the public what a service area is? Well, that's by the Department of Management, the state. They have to kind of know, it's kind of what pot did it go into and what pot is it coming out of.
Right.
And so I said, okay.
So like public safety, legal.
Right.
That sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Administration, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
So then.
So that's, how many pages is that?
It's quite a few.
I
don't know how many. But anyway, so it goes through and there's another pie chart at the end that shows the total breakdown of taxes payable in the county. And so it's very good, and it is on our website. It's up on our website.
Yep, I was going to ask if that would be available to the public.
It is available to the public. Yes.
Very good. So that public hearing, and then public comment. Did you have a public comment?
Not one person commented. We did. We had one person. We had a taxpayer in there, but he wasn't going to comment, which was fine. And then we had like eight or nine people online, but I did ask for public comment from them, and they did not respond.
Okay.
So no one made a. There was no public comment.
Okay.
So then we have. Then we go into three different resolutions for this. And
let's talk about those. Okay. So there was no public comment. Then you had the 2620 fiscal year budget adoption and certification.
Right. And basically, it'll all be in the minutes for when she does the minutes. All these resolutions will be printed in the minutes, so that'll be online.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically the first resolution, 2020-620, just adopted with the budget adoption and certification of the 2027 fiscal year 2027 budget.
Okay. Then you had the resolution 2026-21 fiscal year 2027 apportioning funds for the Montgomery County budget approved.
Right, approved.
Then you had 26-19 elected officials resolution.
Okay,
Tell me about that.
The one, because we had the compensation board this last year, and so that resolution goes through and says what the compensation board recommended. So that's on this on the first part of the resolution, and then on the next section of the resolution is what actually, the elected officials. You know, are going to actually what the board approved for them to get.
Okay.
So, and just so everyone knows, this year the county supervisors did not take a raise, 0%. So,
it was approved unanimously.
That was approved unanimously, yeah.
I'm just glancing through this, Charlotte. I'm kind of doing this on the fly.
Okay, that's fine.
So, I may mess something up, and it wouldn't be the first time today that I've done that. But, so key things that people are curious about, key takeaways. Largest increases for the year was 29.9%, about 30%, pretty close. We'll round that off.
Four.
Service Area 6, which is, if I'm looking at that correct, let me go back to that. Service Area 6 was
for the conservation?
County Environment and Education. That total budget is $639,000. Service Area 9 was about a 9.45% increase. That's for software and other miscellaneous projects. That's administration. Service
and
Area 9 is
administration. That won't be there next year. You know, that'll be gone.
Largest decreases.
Uh-huh.
Service Area 10, 23% reduction. That's for transfer to secondary roads and other capital projects.
Mm-hmm.
4.6% for Service Area 3, which is health and social services.
Mm-hmm.
And 4.35% for Service Area 8, which is governmental services. So just a couple of those
kind
of big tickets.
And just on the conservation, you know, we had the tornado out there and everything got torn up.
Yep.
But anyway, they needed a new piece of equipment, basically a skid loader. And so he came and presented to us, he has his own board, but then he came and presented to the supervisors. And so it's approved in his budget for this year. So his budget will go... That percentage increase for that was because of his new piece of equipment, which they desperately need. So,
all right, very good. So, what's the next step now? That's it for that process?
It's approved.
There you go.
It's approved.
Next meeting is Tuesday, April 21st.
Yeah, but I do want to tell everybody that the elevator will be inspected on April 20th.
And then it will hopefully be ready to go after that.
As long as the weather's good. No, as they always say in the engineers department,
yes.
As long as the weather permitting. But no, that's when they're supposed to come and.
Local budget requirements is an interesting to me, which I think is the part of the budget that's consumed by the local entities.
Okay.
I think schools
mm-hmm.
would be 38.44% mm-hmm. of the budget,
mm-hmm.
cities 17.9%. 6%, area schools 2.93, townships 0.94, the county at 29.26% of the budget,
mm-hmm.
and ag extension less than 1%, county hospital is 8%,
mm-hmm.
just over 8%.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, I just want to say, I served on the school board, and I mean, how do the schools how do they get their money? I mean, and you, we have to educate our children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, and unfortunately it costs money to, in our society to do that and to run a school. And it's not an easy job. And then the other thing is the services at the county level. If you don't want the county to spend, you know, I feel like the county is very fiscally responsible, but you know, you want to be able to have the services that the county provides. What would we cut to cut the budget on that? You know, there would be services. So you know, those are the two big ones, but I will support them because, you know, we need them, you know, and you know, it's important.
That's
it's important in our community.
Yeah. And that's kind of the breakdown of those services. Again, that report is all online.
Online.
If someone wants to get that and study that and go through that, there you go. Download it and knock yourself out.
Yeah. It's several pages, though.
That it is. Get that and a cup of coffee and enjoy your afternoon.
That's right.
So anything else we need to touch on?
Not right now. I'll be back next week.
Okay.
We'll have a regular meeting next week.
Good deal.
Okay?
Looking forward to it. Thank you much.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate
it. Have a great day.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.
Make dinner easy on Thursday, April 16th. It's the Red Oak First Christian Church Grab-and-Go